Yeah, Peyton, offensive breakthrough of sorts tonight. Anything in particular? Why?
Execution was better, Mike. We studied some things during the bye week, and I think we applied some of those things tonight. You know, it doesn't guarantee the rest of the season, but thought we did focus on some things that that we did well. You know, in the first six games. Maybe eliminated a couple things we weren't doing quite as well, and then, you know, added a couple things. So I thought we applied the bye week. I thought we used the week well, and I thought it made us better. And I thought that kind of showed up tonight, and hopefully we can kind of keep that going. They played outstanding, and they did a great job in the run game. There were some really good holes. There were some good runs now by Ronnie and CJ, but there were some really good holes as well. And then to get out of that game with no sacks against a really good defensive front who thrives on creating pressure and have lots of different blitzes and multiple looks, really impressive effort by the guys up front tonight.
It looked like that's how the Kubiak offense right there with all the bootlegs and the play actions and kind of how you drew it up when you guys first got together?
Like I said, he and I have, everybody on offense has been working hard to try to improve and play better and execute better. And I thought we did that tonight. We still have things to improve on, but we have been challenged and determined to try to get everybody on the same page, but I thought just overall our execution was better tonight.
Peyton, you talk about making improvements and things like that, but you are also 7-0. So talk about the emotions that you're feeling going into that.
Well, like I said, it felt like we beat a good football team tonight, and it really took the whole team to win. Our defense played great, against a great offense to keep them in check and just eliminate the big plays that they're that you see them making over and over. So, great job by the defense. And then, for us to get the lead early and to go up a couple scores, thought that was important. Whether that changes, their offensive game plan or defensive game plan, who knows. But it's nice to have that lead and put some pressure on the other team. So just a good win tonight, and it, came at a good time. I mean, anytime you're putting your owner in the Ring of Fame, you have to win the game, right? I think it's just kind of a rule. So that was good tonight, and a special honor for the Bolin family. Like I said, we had some good calls tonight. We had some good play calls and had some options and some things that we could do and that I could get to. But you can have a great play call and have a great audible. If you don't execute, it doesn't come to fruition. So our execution was sound tonight in really all phases in the run game and in the pass game as well. We had a good mix of play action and some drop back and able to hit some deep balls. We've been close on these deep balls, and we've hit some. We hit one to Emmanuel last week, but we missed some, short or long, and it was good to hit those tonight.
Hey, no, two undefeated teams tonight, a lot of hype going into the game. How special it was to play the best game arguably this year against that team?
Well, like I said, it was good to get a win. I mean, and like I said, we knew we were going to have to play well in order to have a chance to beat these guys. These guys they were 6-0 for a reason. They played in a lot of big games, and just an outstanding football team. So it was a good win. It's just one game, but certainly anytime you practice well and you put in a game plan and you can go out and execute at a high level, it's certainly a good thing.
Peyton, can you talk about the involvement of Virgil Green as a downfield option all game?
Well, I think you just did, right there. So Virgil probably was not high on their radar hit chart as far as being a receiving threat, but Virgil he's one of our most dependable players. He's an unselfish player. He's in there all the time, blocking and doesn't get any plays off in practice. He's always in there, and so he's just a hard-working guy. But his ability to make plays and catch the ball, he's always been there. It's just a matter of us using him and getting him on the field. Great play by him on a couple of crossing routes, and then we got him on the big play down the middle versus cover two. So great game by Virgil tonight.
Peyton, you seem to particularly like the play call on the C.J. Anderson touchdown run, and I'm referring to your reaction to the sideline. You remember it?
No, tell me about it. Go ahead and take me through it.
You seem to give a major nod to whoever called the play. I'm assuming it was Gary.
Let's see what happened. We had a third down. They called timeout before that, and so he and I talked about what we thought might happen, and on the next when we went back out there, and so we just kind of executed sort of what we talked about. So yeah, I guess anytime you have a thought, and you kind of you're always guessing what you think they're going to do. Hey, I think they're going to do this, and you're right sometimes, you're wrong sometimes, but we had a discussion, and we kind of had a good plan for that, and we made a kind of called the right play at the right time.
Is this the game you can build on? 500 yards offense. You got your tight ends involved for over 100. The rushing game was there. This is what everybody's been looking for. Is this the one you've been looking for?
Right. Well, like I said, I mean we've continued to work hard, and we've tried to improve. And like I said, this doesn't guarantee anything for next week, but it proves that when we do execute, that we are capable of making some big plays and having some big runs. And but you got to do it every week, and you got different opponents, and things were kind of clicking tonight, and it doesn't guarantee they're going to click every single Sunday, but it does it does show that if everybody's executing and doing their jobs, that you have a chance to do some good things.
Peyton, obviously this game's over now, and then you're going to turn your attention to the next game. It's what have you done for me lately? But obviously next week is you're going back to a place you used to call home. When do you start mentally preparing for the next game after a big game like this?
Yeah, we obviously we'll come in tomorrow and study this film, and we'll study it. Intensely see, why things worked, what was it? Was it, putting guys in the right positions in order to play fast and help them execute, what were the things that the line liked and the backs liked and the receivers? And so we'll study that. And then, Tuesday's your off day. And then, you kind of start, looking at these guys that you're going to play next week, and then Wednesday. So, you got a couple of days to, get ready for Wednesday's practice.
Peyton, you've always said wins matter the most. Tonight you tie the record for wins by starting quarterback. Does that mean anything to you in all the numbers?
Well, like I've said before, anytime that you have, some sort of record like that, you think about all the players and that you've played with, the coaches that you've coached with. I've played for a long time. I played with a lot of players and a lot of coaches that have all, been a part of those wins, and sometimes, it might be a quarterback's record, but I look at all those as, a number of people contributing to all those wins. So I've always just been appreciative of all the efforts that and all the hard work that goes into winning the football game. It's why you appreciate a win. It's why losing hurts and it just rips your guts out. And so, you work hard and you put a lot of time into getting ready for a game, and when you go out there on Sunday and execute and win, it is a good feeling. So I'm appreciative of all the coaches and players and that I've played with, that have helped to contribute to a lot of those wins.
Yeah, Peyton, first six games, there's a lot of commentary about you personally, about what you can do, what you can no longer do, how much do you got left, that type of stuff. Is this satisfying, a performance like this tonight that, you kind of showed some people?
Yeah, how can I say this without hurting anybody's feelings, but it just does. I just don't give what y'all say that much merit, it just doesn't, I'm not going to put a Jim Mora on you and say the famous, you think you know, but you just don't know and you never will, although it's a great line. But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not saying that. I'll say it at some point before I stop playing, but it's not the time now. But you know, I have just been very determined to get comfortable in this offense for Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison and Coach Knapp and I to get on the same page. And we, like we said earlier last week, I mean, we are all 100% committed to getting on the same page. And we're not, you know, where we want to be yet. I mean, you know, we're still, you know, we're going to continue to grind. And so I've just been very determined. I knew this was not going to be an easy, you know, transition. And I can't say that a lot of what's happened so far this season has been a surprise to me. It has been somewhat what I expected. There were going to be some rough times and rough patches and rough parts of the transition. But we've never wavered in our commitment to try to get on the same page and to get everybody kind of going in the right direction. So we'll continue to work hard on that. So I don't look at this like a, you know, I told you so moment, because I don't really listen to what you say in the first place. So that's kind of been my approach.
All right,
thank you guys.